The gospel world has lost one of its pioneers. Choirmaster Edwin Hawkins was the force behind one of gospel's biggest hits, O Happy Day, released in 1969. Hawkins died Monday of pancreatic cancer at his home near San Francisco. He was 74. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has the story behind the song that made him famous.
It was an accidental hit. In 1968, Edwin Hawkins and his friend Betty Watson were trying to raise money to take their youth choir to a gospel competition. At the time, most churches were still doing traditional organ and piano gospel in the spirit of greats like Mahalia Jackson.
He's got the whole world that in his head.
But Hawkins wanted to try something new. He grew up listening to all kinds of music, country western, jazz, Nat King Cole. For his choir, he revamped an old 18th century hymn.
The original was, Oh Happy Day, da-da-da, Oh Happy Day.
Dorothy Morrison, who sings lead on the recording, says Edwin Hawkins put some soul in it. He changed some of the lyrics, sped up the tempo, and recorded it with a full band. Oh Happy Day starts with a jazzy drum beat and a kind of blues pop piano groove. Morrison's vocals are backed by a choir of more than 40 singers.
Oh Happy Day,
Oh Happy Day,
Oh Happy Day.
When Jesus wore.
Dorothy Morrison says at first that pop feel got a lukewarm reaction from the church.
Oh, the reaction. At first, the reaction, the church was like, well, we're not sure.
Edwin Hawkins wasn't sure either. It was a lo-fi recording made in a church in Hawkins' hometown of Oakland, California. 500 copies were made, 500 were sold. One of them ended up in the hands of a San Francisco DJ who started playing it on his rock and blues show. It spread.
I just thought it was so cool. I just liked it. It just reminded me kind of like rock music of that particular time.
Gospel singer Donald Lawrence was just a kid when Oh Happy Day was first released, but he heard it all the time.
I enjoyed the way the lead started, you know, kind of mellow, and then it built up, and then it went back down and just had dynamics.
The song reached the top of the Billboard charts and won a Grammy. At the time, music was just a hobby for Edwin Hawkins, but he noted later, Oh Happy Day's success, quote, decided my fate. Soon his choir was opening for major pop stars. In 2010, on the Christian television network TBN, Hawkins talked about opening for the Isley Brothers at Yankee Stadium.
When we left the stage, the young people trying to touch us. You know, it was like a thing where I remember me reaching up to someone that was in, I guess, the stand above, and the young people lifted me up. They were so excited. And it made me realize, I said, oh, we're somebody's special.
Edwin Hawkins never had another crossover hit quite like Oh Happy Day. But Donald Lawrence, who later became a family friend of the Hawkins, says the song's popularity broke boundaries.
But it gave people the idea of doing more with gospel music, meaning that they didn't limit it to what was considered a gospel music sound at that particular time.
Edwin Hawkins went on to win 3 more Grammys in the gospel category, including for a live album released in 1992. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.